This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm with business on all the occupied continents. We go again to the question of the highest end, that is the NVIDIA chips that you hear so much about, making NVIDIA the first $5 trillion publicly traded corporation, though with the recent sideways movements by the market, it might be just teetering under $5 trillion. In other words, it's a big number. And the competition from the People's Republic of China. Chris, a very good evening to you. Again and again, we return to the same story. China now is formalizing it. It is recommending, which means ordering, that all of its internet firms, Alibaba would be an example, must use chips that come from China only and not from outside of China, meaning NVIDIA. And I don't know the enforcement mechanism, but the Chinese Communist Party is confident that this will lead to obedience, maybe, maybe not. At the same time, there are claims for some direction that China has within it companies that have already matched NVIDIA's success. DeepSeek is mentioned as a cheaper and is just as comprehensive style of AI as are available to the NVIDIA users. Huawei has claimed that it can simulate the success of the NVIDIA high-end chip with a melange of its chips. And then other companies come forward and say, we can do this. I don't see a company in China yet saying it can build a fab, but that's soon enough. Are those claims aspirational or are they real, to your opinion and the opinion of your colleagues? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. The claims from the Chinese are partially real and then partially projection. The Chinese do have some very solid AI models, some very, very, very smart people building some really interesting things at the AI model level. At the hardware side, however, there's still not a level of competition to NVIDIA that is substantial. So NVIDIA remains out front. The Chinese posturing to say Huawei or others will be able to build comparative chips to NVIDIA is propaganda, not reality, at any point in the near-term future. Longer term, if the restrictions on ASML tools and other technologies that are necessary to be able to build competitive parts to NVIDIA are lifted, then you could see more competition there. But that's not anytime soon. And the canary in the coal mine to watch is when you see companies developing data centers in the United States, in the Middle East, in other parts of the world, that's almost always based on American tech and NVIDIA, AMD, others. You don't see anyone rushing out to say, this Chinese product is the best product in the world, and I'm going to put it in my data centers.
The DeepSeek claim, which was much celebrated by Xi Jinping, among others, welcoming the driving force behind it. It's open source, as I understand. You can download it into your computer and design your own world of AI. At the same time, DeepSeek made claims that it was cheaper. It ran much cheaper than ChatGPT, for example. At the time, the story is changing every week to week. I understand that. They also claimed that they did not use NVIDIA chips, that they used their own version or something like that. It was all a little vague. Is there any transparency or any more transparency now than then? Because there have been repeated calls for more clarity and also many doubts expressed over the months that perhaps DeepSeek was exaggerating its sources.
So, John, I think it's safe to say there were several leading experts and researchers that cast some doubts on the DeepSeek capability and the validity of the claims. Without a doubt, it's a very interesting technology. There's some interesting nuggets within and some of the models that they brought forward. But there is doubt to say that they did not do that by referencing others' code or doing that on NVIDIA chips. So it's a little bit soft. And in the use case, if you think it could be propaganda from China, it probably is.
Yes. Now we turn to the American side of the story, which is, is this a race? Sometimes that metaphor is used. Is this a contest? Or are we talking about collectively moving forward whether or not you have the NVIDIA chip in your machine, there's much more to discover about building AI, matching it with robotics, and moving towards the far horizon of AGI. Is that a global concern, or is one nation more dominant than another?
So, John, I think it's very safe to say that the U.S. has a pole position in that market today. The vast majority of the leading companies at the hardware side and many of the leading software and artificial intelligence model companies are American. That being said, there will not be one ring to rule them all. You will have different hardware platforms, whether that be NVIDIA or AMD or Google or Apple or others that are bringing their own chips in for different use cases. There will be different software use cases on the models from the AI side, and there could be dozens or hundreds of those. So you'll continue to see evolution and competition, as you saw in many stages of earlier technology, from the PC through the internet era through others. This is part of that maturing and that fleshing out process. Will there be one single company that's successful while others fail? Absolutely not. There'll be a cluster of companies that will be successful, and those will make huge fortunes for the shareholders.
Why is it that China is banning chips from outside? They claim security, but this seems deliberately hobbling their development. Does it make sense to you? Is it commonsensical or is it ideological? You have several choices there.
John, the Chinese government is evil but not stupid, I think is the best way to say it. They very much understand that if they build dependence on NVIDIA chips, then if the Chinese seek to use rare earths as a restricted category, that President Trump or future American presidents could restrict American tech and American chips. So it's a balanced future discussion for them to be able to say, we want to have a domestic industry here, but they will be hobbling their own capability by not being on the best and fastest and greatest platforms. So it will keep them somewhat restricted in their ability to compete globally.
The manufacturers of fabs now concentrates on ASML. Is there competition for them, for ASML in China? Is there competition in the United States to build those fabs?
So, John, you think of ASML as the tool manufacturer that makes the most advanced lithography equipment. You then have the fabrication companies themselves, companies such as TSMC, GlobalFoundries, Intel is growing their fab business. So you'll see multiple companies there, dozens of them continue to grow. However, TSMC still is way out front in terms of their capability at the most advanced technologies.
And your measure of where the pursuit of AGI is in the U.S., is there a timeline that you've read that makes sense to you? Because sometimes it's denied as a goal. Sometimes it's said to be within reach. Sometimes it's said to be here. What does it mean that there is a debate over this matter?
So what it means that there's a debate is that there's different standards in terms of what AGI truly is. You see models that project it. You see models that say, here's where this really may be. But I don't think anyone has clearly defined to say, here is the absolute Turing test type level at which we say AGI is now present and fully sentient. So I think you'll see thus far an awful lot of marketing spin and stock promotion around it. At a certain point, it will level off where you'll start to see many more concrete examples, more benchmarks to say, okay, this is what this really means.
And the monetizing, that's a debate on Wall Street right now. Is there a payoff? I've seen numbers of layoffs at large firms. They don't seem a significant percentage of the total workforce. And I check with you each week because you see QSR numbers. Is there an effect for the bottom line at the layoff so far and the AI so far at QSRs?
QSRs nominally, but in other large corporate customers, the more kind of enterprise customers across the country, we are starting to see much more visible layoffs and or hiring freezes. I think as you get into 2026, you will start to see material impact on workforce by AI in a larger and larger way each month and each quarter.
And so what we're looking at is a genuine profit driver, not a fad, not something that's going to blow up and correct, but that all companies will pursue it because they can cut their overhead, and also do things more productively. Is that a fair generalization?
I think it's fair to say within the phrase that unfortunately AI today may be being overbuilt and you may have characteristics of a bubble there. That being said, the benefits and the true uses of efficiency of AI are probably worth trillions of dollars per year to GDP. So there is substance there. It is real. It will not, it's not a tulip bubble per se. That being said, it will take some time and it will further kind of restructure and change the economy in terms of efficiency. And we'll all learn as that evolves.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scholar Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.